The barriers for students are lack of information to families about procedures and options for the students. Many parents have no information about procedures for funding or personal support and do not know what preschool, schools, or any of the post-school services will be arranged for the students. Another one is poor coordination and inconsistency between services. Auxiliary staff of the most necessary disciplines of speech therapy, occupational therapy, and therapists are often not easily accessible to education authorities for the students. Procedures for accessing these services has undergone change and accessibility has diminished in recent years. Another one is insufficient trained aides and support staff. There are no sufficient numbers of teachers, aides, or integration aides available to all to meet the needs. Of those, there are insufficient training and professional support provided for them. They need to be trained in the complexities of and sensitivities of their task. The other one is curriculum. Limited curriculum. Although much has been and is being done to advise appropriate adaptations of educational curricula for a range of students in a range of age groups with range of capacities and abilities, this is one of the largest areas of difficulty for education providers and their students. Obtaining appropriate equipment as needed for individual students, for hearing and vision aids or electronical adapted mobility devices to walking frames for students is a continual barrier for providing equal access for education providers for students in kindergarten and childcare, although the school systems to vocational and recreational education providers.